Blog Talk Radio.
Moment I've been waiting on. And my soul is overflowing with anxieties and expectations. Full of desire. I just want it so bad. And it just seems so real. It's right there. Just wanna reach out and touch it before it all disappears. Sometimes it feels like everything is passing me by. Every now and then it feels like my ship has gone and sailed away. But I gotta be strong. Gotta hold on. It won't be too long.
Now the tide is coming in. I see the waves flowing out there on the ocean. I know my ship is coming in. Horizon, and right where the sky ends, out there on the ocean, know my ship is coming in, so don't leave me hanging. I've been waiting too long for this moment. My ship has finally come. I will travel to the seven seas. It's like fighting with gravity, and it's bringing me down. If this world is really round, then tell me how. It's just a note for you to come around.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the live episode of the Butterfly Evolution Show. This is Tammy. I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight or joining me tonight. I'm not sure if Rodney's going to be on with us tonight, but hopefully he'll be able to jump on here pretty soon, hopefully. So again, thank you guys for choosing Butterfly Evolution on this beautiful, beautiful, wonderful Tuesday night. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to just start out with our trash can concept. We don't want to skip that. I think we've skipped it a few times, but for those of you who are new and for those of you who have been with us forever and another day, please, please, please please don't forget to move your trash cans or something that you frequently use or visit, move it to a new location, and then monitor how often you return back to the old location for that thing or for whatever it is, to do that thing or whatever. Monitor how often you return there. And in doing this, what we hope that you will see is we were able to see that our mind, it just has a mind of its own. Maybe that's the best way to say it. And you'll find yourself doing this without thought, without putting much thought or action to it. So that is awareness of just how much lack of control maybe that we have if we're not really intentional about what we keep and what we throw away, about that conscious and that subconscious mind. Those are some keywords. If you're in the midst of your own personal journey, search those words, study those words, because the journey is a battle. It is a battle. The mind is a battle. Conquering your thoughts and your mind and your day, your attitude, your choice of positive versus negative, half full for the glass, half empty, how you see things, your perception, your reality. So move those trash cans. If you are part of a family, have a family there with you, or just if you're alone, try it yourself. How often do you go back? What are your thoughts after you go back one time, two times, three times? What are your thoughts? So move that trash can. If you have a husband, wife, children, family, put a chart on the refrigerator. Make people go and log it, and then maybe come together, talk about it, have a discussion about the mindset change, being on autopilot mode when it comes to doing things. We've talked about how we go to the same stores, use the same direction so often that we're not using our minds. I think we're really losing the true essence and the gift for the power of the mind. So use them. Use it. Tonight's topic is very open. I'm going to just basically, I want to put some questions out there about change. The more, I'll make this personal for me, the more you guys, the more I push myself forward to new things, a new way of thinking, a new mindset. And some of you might say, well, dang, do you not have it yet? You've been doing this forever and a day. And no, I don't. I don't have it all together every day, all day. I just don't. And I have to talk myself. Just today, I had to say, I'm not that thought. And I don't really know where that thought came from. So I'm going to ignore it. I'm not going to get caught up. I'm not going to allow my feelings to get caught up in that thought. I'm not going to go into action because of that thought. I'm going to keep my day as best I can. I'm going to control my response, my attitude to the voice that I don't know, to the thoughts that I don't know where they're coming from. And if anybody's on here who does not have those thoughts that you think, where did that come from? Why did that just pop up? And why? Where did it come from? How? How does it get here? I don't know if we'll ever know how, but I do think we can learn to adjust, to tune it, to change the channel. Maybe that's a good way of saying it, to reprogram, to change the channel and choose not to go there, not to follow that thought that is going to take us to another place mentally, emotionally, and all of that. So what I'm going to do, and I know that the last show that we had, we were going to come back and discuss, there were some questions that I put out there, or some comments that I put out there that I asked you guys if you thought about doing it, play that game with yourself during that week and answer those questions and come back. I'd like to do that another Tuesday when Rodney's on with us, and some of you, we may have no one that did it, but I did, and so I kind of charted some things, and I wish I had did it this week because it already feels like I've been in a full-blown week, and it's just Tuesday. Like, it's just things have come from every every north, south, east, west, and some more. So, but I say I was able to at some point change the channel on those things. So this show is about change. It's about you, yourself. What is it that you want to change? What do you need to change? What will inspire you to do so? What's your why? What are the tough questions that you have to ask yourself? And be willing to be honest about the answers, about exactly where you are, but at the same time, not holding anyone accountable for where you are. And there's a quote, and I'm probably going to mess this up, but you guys will get the gist of it, the moment that you take full responsibility for where you are, who you are, how you feel, deleting everybody from that feeling, letting them off the hook, so to speak, and taking responsibility for where you are, how you're feeling, what you're doing, what you're not doing, why you're not doing it, all those things that we so easily push off. And if you really pay attention, I know for me, I had to really, especially today, so it's funny that this is kind of, I wasn't going to go here, but I had to do a reality check today for, you know, because I'm like, gosh, Tammy, where are you today and why? What has brought this on? And so I did have some answers, but not all the answers was about somebody else or what someone else did or said. It was more about my roller coaster ride, emotionally, because things are not always, you know, like you want them to be. People are not like you want them to be. People don't respond like you think they should respond, even though you know it is the very best for them and you and the entire situation. So I just decided I was not going to get locked up today. No one was going to put me in jail and keep the key today. And so I had to ask those questions. I had to be honest with myself that this was a wound. This was still a sore spot for me. And that it was more about that sore spot than it was the person. It was about me healing that part or continuing to attempt to heal that part so that I'm not attached to that emotion forever and a day. So, and I just had to be honest. Okay, this is what it is. There's not really anything. There's no quick fix to it, so let's get through it. And so I'm proud of me because I did. I went through that emotion really quickly. And I came out a few nights ago, kind of the same situation. I didn't get through it so well. Like, it literally kept me up all night. Like, it literally, I think, made me sick, like physically sick. And so today, I just said, I cannot give anybody that much of my energy. No one. So this is about asking yourself those powerful, inspiring, honest, thought-provoking questions. So this is something that if you're really on a journey or you feel like I'm not, but I should be, get a pen and some paper and just jot those things down jot the questions down or any comments that make you feel some kind of way, kind of aha moments, self-reflecting moments. And I probably will not get through all of these tonight, you guys, because I'm sitting here now trying to eat in the midst of doing the show. It's just, again, been one of those days. And so we'll probably break these down for the most part. But I'm going to try to get to those ones that I think will get you onto a great start as we move into this, and we'll slowly get through this. We won't come back to this next Tuesday. I'd like to go back to what we discussed a few weeks ago. So basically, let's start with what do you need to change? And that could be more than one thing. And I want you to really make this personal. Like, what do you need to change for your life to change, for you to change, for you to be a happier person, and one who kind of lives life, let's see, what's the word for it, doing not doing. That's a phrase that I have come to love, doing not doing, open to everything. And don't get me wrong, being open to everything doesn't mean you will do everything. But sometimes we shut things off, we shut people off because of that subconscious mind. We're just in this motion and we have our thoughts, our beliefs, and we've never really questioned anything because it goes back to the domestication. We really are what we were taught, what we've seen growing up, those experiences, those things that hurt us, what meaning we put to them, the attachments we have to people, and the attachments that we have to people based upon or based on their title, who they are to us, what's their title. So the doing, not doing is something that has again, been one of my favorites. Just kind of letting things be, let things come. I think the universe is intelligent. There's an intelligence about the universe that does not need our assistance in a sense, but it does need action from us. It does need us to be truly who we were created to be. And I think that's one of the things that gets us in a funk, is that we really know that we were put here to do more. We really know that at the end of the day, we left some things on the table. We didn't speak up. We didn't speak out. We didn't say what we really wanted to say. And if we did, we didn't say it to the person who needed to hear it. This is about you. This is about inspiring you to first figure out what is it? What is it that will inspire you, or what is it that inspires you for a positive change? And again, this is not about you changing someone else, you changing someone else's situation. That also gets us to a place in life where we are emotionally and physically drained, because we so often try to fix so many things that in most cases people are not ready for them to be fixed. So think about those. And so what is it that will inspire you? Why do you want to make this change? What are the three best reasons for you to make this change? Like, what are the reasons? What on the other side of this, with those changes successfully conquered, what does your life look like now after this? After these changes, what does your life look like? On a scale of 0 to 10, 1 to 10, how important would you say that is for you to make this change? How important? Again, look at the other side of what this life looks like after you did those things. And it could be, if you're looking for something, it could be like going back to school. You guys, and I'll take this one personally, because I've been saying for years, I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to go back to school. When I lost my day job a couple of years ago, had I gone back, I would have been finished now. Well, granted, I decided to say I'm going to work on my business more and I'm going to take this time for me. But I think about that. Now, however, I'm not so sure that it's still on my list to just do that, because at the same time, and I'm not knocking education, but I think we sometimes get caught up in the titles, like I have this, I have that. And so, unfortunately, people do think, not all, but there are a lot of people that think because I've gone, that I'm a bit better, I know a bit more, I beg to differ because I don't do it in a class, but you guys, I read. And so, and I know it's about applying as well, but for me, I apply it in my everyday life, meaning what interests me is the growth of people. And that means the growth of myself as well, because I am part of that people. We are connected. This world is truly connected in a way that we've not really tapped in. We are connected in a way that this world has not tapped in. So this, again, is about that personal change that you are sitting on, just like I'm sitting on some. And we all have them. We all have one or two. Another question, and this may sound a little odd. Ask yourself or ponder the thought, do I love me? Do I love myself? Do I love me? And if you say yes, if you say yes with an assurance, then I'd like for you to go a bit beyond and say, what are some ways that show you or prove to you or validate that you do love yourself? And I'm going to say this because I came to a point, thank God I'm not there now, where I realized that I didn't, based on how I allowed people to treat me, life to respond to me, like based on what I did, my actions didn't really come back and say, oh yeah, you love yourself. I realized that I loved people more than Tammy. I did more for people than I did for Tammy. And that will, maybe not everybody, but I believe for the most part that sends you into a frenzy later in life because you cannot keep up. Like, you have to stop and feed yourself. You have to stop and love yourself. You have to be in order to be able to gracefully give others that unconditional agape love. There is a difference. There's a difference. And something else I had to really be honest with and admit to myself that I was giving to get something, well, let me say it differently. I was giving in need of something. Like, I was giving what I really needed from others and expecting that they would reciprocate. And that doesn't always happen. In most cases in a world like today, you're going to get just the opposite because people are just, we're dealing with a self world. Like, people are so into themselves that it is mind-boggling to me to see how the little things that we just take them apart just to be right. It could be the smallest thing. We have a need to be right, and I think that could possibly come from we are not getting, again, what we are giving. And I wanted to get to a point where I could give without expectations. And if you guys remember a couple of weeks ago, and I'm probably going to tear this one up as well, but I can't remember the name of the person who said this. When you give people what you need, you make them a thief. And that stopped me in my tracks because I realized at some point in my life, I was doing that. Like, I was giving people all the things that, of course, and I'm not saying that we are not here for people because we should be. We should always be here, be there for people. But at the same time, you have to know how there needs to be boundaries and respect and appreciation, acceptance for you as well. And so basically, it goes back to those words that we leave on the table, that the things that we don't say that stay in us is just like food to me. if food goes in and doesn't come out, you're going to eventually have a problem. You're going to eventually have a major problem. Words, things that people do to us, say to us, goes within. And then we have become this, for the most part, not everybody, because we have people that take it to the extreme and they say things that they should not say. They let that voice that talks to them has taken over who they are and what they say and how they say it. So they have no control no internal control. So there is a difference, but I do believe that the things that we do not say hurts us more than the things that we do say. So sometimes it's easier to say, I don't care, whatever, leave if you want, I don't care, I don't love you, I don't like it, whatever. Sometimes it's easier to say the things that we truly don't mean. Think about how many times you've been in the midst of an argument, relationship-wise or whatever, and the person say, well, I'm just going to leave, and you say, well, leave, I don't care. But as soon as they leave and you have time to let their water settle or the dust settle and you step back into control, you know that that was not what you wanted for them to leave. So there's so much that we have to do, and I truly believe once we take control or gain as much control internally, then the world outside will be different. The people outside will be different. Our response to people will be different. How we receive their response to us will also be different. So that in mind. And if you guys, I did not say this, but if you have any questions, I see that we do have some people in the chat as well. But if you have some questions that you want to come on live, or if you're on live with us, if you've called in, select the number 1. I'll pull you in using your area code and the last 4 digits of the number that shows up in the studio that you're calling from. For those in the chat room, feel free to type messages there. If you're listening through Facebook, if you want to send a private message just to me tonight, because Rodney's not on, I'll be back and forth checking that as well. But if you have a comment or a question or anything that you'd like to add, maybe you have a question that you'd like to throw out to the people for them to add to the list to see where we are. So another question. Not just do you love yourself, are you happy? Am I happy with myself? Am I happy with where life is right now, emotionally, physically, mentally? And we must always make sure mentally that we treat our mental just as important as it is as our physical state, our emotional, all of that. Career-wise, so many people, and I know we're in the midst of a really difficult time right now, but before this, so many people spend 8-plus hours doing something that they absolutely despise, have no love for. Are you passionate about what you're doing? Your 8-to-5, your 9-to-5, your 11-to-7, whatever it is, are you passionate about that? What dreams have you left on the table because you think it's too late? I've run out of time. I have so much more to do now that I cannot do it. That's a major one because, again, we spend so much time working. Another one, what's missing? If anything, what's missing in your life? And how, not just what's missing, how would it change your life? What are the bad habits? Could it be a procrastination, overeating, overthinking, all of those? Just what are the bad habits? And again, this is something you'll have to be honest with yourself. It's wake up time. really wake up time. Who are the people that I avoid? Who are the people that I avoid because they take me from 0 to 10 instantly? What do I worry about the most? Or what am I fearful of or about? What is the hardest lesson you've had to learn in your life? Been the most difficult challenge for you? Whatever that might be. You may have several. You may have several. And what is it now? Not just what have you had to endure or come through? What is that now? What are you, maybe the best one for, what is your most challenging thing in your life now? In addition to what are the hard lessons that you've had to learn in life? And then maybe decide, was it something that you missed, could have done differently, avoided at that time to get you here? Do you have a poverty or an abundance mindset? And that's not about things or money. Totally not just about that. Just how do you see that glass? Half empty? Half full? Who is the person that is the most influential person in your life right now? Who motivates you and why? Like, what does this person's life look like to you? Why do they motivate you? Do they? And why? What is it about their life that inspires you, that motivates you? And what do you do with that motivation? Do you sit on the sideline and watch? Or do they help you get into action? Because if they do, this is a person that you may need to, which takes me into my next question, who is my accountability partner? Who is it that I can share anything with? Who is it that I can call and talk and say everything that I want to say but maybe can't right now? Who is it that I could tell those things that even I, like that thought today? Boy, if I burst that, people are like, Tammy, what is what? But oh my goodness, it came, it was there, and that is life. And so who would be the person? And I did tell someone, but this person is not my accountability partner. It just happens to be the person that I felt like telling. I had to say it. And maybe it's because they're kind of connected to it as well. And so it may have been my way of saying, hey, you got to do something. You got to help here. So let's see. a few more. And I'm going to check you guys real quick. If you just hold on just a second for me, I'm going to check the chat room and... Okay, we're good there. So a few more, and then what I'm going to do is, again, we'll cover these again. We'll pick back up on this not next week, but please the week after. So another one, do you believe that you are a good person? Like, do you truly believe that you are a good person, truly, in spite of, because I know if you're like me, again, you have those moments, but do you truly believe that you are a good person and that you have the best interests? You always, well, in most cases, you have, you really want the best for people, that you truly want the best for people, and that you are, for the most part, available to help people get there. Can you lead without imposing your will, basically? Can you help them get there even if they don't if you don't see eye to eye, if you're taking different paths, you believe different things about life, what do you think about your personal appearance? How does that make you feel? How do you receive compliments? When someone compliments you, how do you feel? Because I'll be honest with you, even that at a time in my life, there was some uneasiness there, depending on who it was sometimes. But for the most part, I don't know. I can't say why, because that one I've not quite figured out. But now, even with gifts, like I used to have an issue with people giving me things, basically. So, again, I don't know why, but that used to be an issue for me. Receiving the compliments now, especially if I think they're truly genuine. Matter of fact, I'll share this because it did make me smile. I had a neighbor. I don't know her. I've just talked to her briefly in conversation because where I walk, her back porch, her patio faces the lake, and I got a chance to talk to her today because she was at my neighbor's house that I do talk to a lot. She just happened to be out there while she was fumbling with her garden, and we are getting ready to plant some greens. And so I mentioned to her that I would bring the neighbor some because she asked, we had given her some, and she asked where did she get it. So long story short, she got on the phone and she was asking me if I could get her some more of the seeds for her. And so I said yes. And she said, I tell my husband every time I see you walking, there's the pretty little baby doll. And that was, it just made me smile. Just like, oh, well, thank you. Like, I don't know if you need to keep telling your husband that, but thank you. But something like that will make people feel some kind of way. And it's mostly because you don't feel that way about yourself. Like there's something that you have taken so personal about yourself that receiving compliments, and it doesn't mean that's exactly what it is, but it is worth asking. What do you say? What is your response when someone compliments you about anything, about something you have on, about your hair? What is your response, and what are the thoughts that come up in the midst of? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop there. If anybody has any questions, any comments, and you guys, I'm going to do this. I only set the show up for an hour tonight, so we do have a little bit more, but if I think I've given enough to get you started, and hopefully you wrote some of these questions down, and we'll really give them some thought as the week moves forward. I want to make sure that I did ask all of the ones that, let's see. Okay, there's two more, and I'm going to stop here for sure. And if this one could tie into what are you doing to be basically productive, and I don't think that's how I asked it, but this one's, do I waste time? Do I waste a lot of time? And I have to be honest with myself on that one, you guys, that I get caught up in a lot of things, and I lose control of my day, mostly because I get caught up in other people's stuff, and I had to learn to tweak that a little bit. And this one goes into as well, are my priorities in order? And in order to know that, what are your priorities? Who's a priority? What's a priority? And why? So I think this will help us. I think during this time that many people are finding themselves really trying to figure out their life, like doing, what have I been doing? And who is this person, who is this person that I'm doing life with? Who are these people that I'm spending 8 hours a day working on this and that, whether it's virtually or in an office? Like, I really believe that there are more people now than ever just with questions about life, about themselves, about their future, about their present. Like, I don't, there's times when today, for example, I walked today, but I decided to go out to the street. Well, it's kind of a road. It's not a street, just a road where there's lots and lots of there's corn, there's beans, there's cotton. There's like you, at any moment you can walk up on something. And I have lately just been so fascinated with nature, like down to this corn and, you know, why is it, why are they watering it more? Why does it look like this? But today, I just could really get, I would love to know, I asked the question, so they use a machine to get these beans, like, because Jenny had said they're going to be harvesting them really soon. And so, and I was like, well, how are they going to do it? Are they going to do it, like, with the machine? Like, yeah, they have a machine that will come. That's why they let the leaves get like this. It only gets the beans. And I just thought, boy, I would love to be sitting with someone when they do that, to just see. Because think about someone, this is something that people used to do by hand. Like, there was no machine. So someone had to have enough vision and then action. They had to have their priorities in order. They had to believe in themselves. They had to go ask those questions, get someone to do it. Someone had to really have vision for the things that we have access to today. Maybe another good question. Do you have imagination? Do you have a vision for something that's so big that it frightens you in a sense, but frightens you into motion, to action? So take this time to this week to self-reflect. Take every day, basically, to self-reflect, to meditate, to silence your life for just a bit, silence your mind. I've lately really been caught up with just making sure I am more, which I've been, but just I'm more intentional about what I let in, who I let in, about my time, my space. I can't afford to give any more of me away. I can't afford to make anybody else a thief. And so we have to know who we are, to know what we want, what we need to get involved in, what we do not need to get involved in. We just have to be able to be conscious without the emotions, without the feelings, but the true reality of what it is. And remember we said a couple weeks ago, and maybe I said that on Tamaria's show, I'm not sure, but it is what it is, let it do what it do, but don't let it do you. Don't let it do you. There's so much power within. So much. There's so much greatness within us, and I truly believe that is what scares us. But at the same time, that is what puts us in that funk, because we know it. Just like you have the thoughts that you don't know where they come from, you have those empowering thoughts as well. Things that you will think about, people that you will think about, and there you go. They're in your face. Or someone has did it. Someone is saying it. You thought it. Someone is birthing it. So it's just time to live. It's just time to live and let live. And make sure that you're not making people thieves by giving them what you need. Because when you make sure that what you need you have to the best of your ability, you will be so much greater for people. You'll have so much compassion for people, so much love, so much grace, so much mercy, so much understanding. I didn't say you'd have it all and all the time, but you will see life. Life will stop boiling. It will simmer down. And you will be able to see and smell the roses rather than the weeds. You will be able to appreciate that rainbow that came after the rain. You'll be able to just really be in awe about a sunset, sunrise, the moon. I'm always now pulling over and someone else is driving, pull over, I need to get pictures. I need to get pictures. Because to see it, stillness of the night, the stillness of the moon, to be in one location or on one end of a street and see the moon and to get on another end of it and to see it and know it's the same moon, but it looks so different, not only because I've changed the location, but the time, what is a minute or so for me, has made this drastic change. So you know that there's something about the time as well. So just that's so fascinating to me about just the intelligence of my own body. I don't have to make my eyes blink. I don't have to do that. It does it naturally. And there's so much more that we could talk about in the essence of the body and in nature. This year was first year for gardening and planting. I'm so amazed that those seeds, like we were giving tomatoes away and cucumbers. We were knocking on doors like, do you all need any cucumbers? Need any tomatoes? You guys, we planted a few seeds and they just kept coming. They kept coming. They kept coming and they're still coming. People said that it was too late to plant watermelons. Guess what we have? Watermelons. And it came from seeds. That same seed is in you and it knows what you were put here to do. It's just you don't know. You don't have enough faith and confidence in it. And so we look at other people's lives and think, how did they do that? They just did what they were put here to do. And they just said, this is it. There's no plan B. There's no plan C. This is what I'm here for. This is what I will live for. This is my joy. This is my peace. Whatever that is. And I found people that kind of peace comes from, and I mentioned this guy, Clarksville, Tennessee. I've never seen someone so overjoyed and so happy about directing traffic for school, for parents who are bringing their children back and forth from school. The community loved him because he loved his job. He loved those kids. He loved those parents, and he showed up, and all that love showed up with him. But how often do we think that that's the low job? But when they're not there, we complain. So there's a place for everyone. Everyone has a place that brings them joy. It's just, what is yours? And if you're not doing it, why? 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 So I'm going to stop there. Again, I will open the lines up again before I close it. We will be on Tuesday, 8 o'clock. So if you have a question or comment that you'd like to get in, now is the time to do it. Select the number 1 if you're listening by way of your phone, and I will identify your call with the area code and the last 4 digits of the number that you're calling from. And if you're in the chat room, you can post questions or comments there. And while I'm telling you that, I'm going to check my Facebook and make sure I have not missed anything here. Okay, wonderful. Okay, you guys, well, again, thank you all for listening in tonight. I hope that the questions or a question has put you in a place of pondering your life, where you are, where do you go from here, who do you go with, why do you go, all of those things. Make this a self-reflecting week. Love people, love yourself. Do you. Remember, it is what it is. Let it do what it do, but don't let anyone do you. Don't. So with that being said, I am going to close out, and hopefully you guys will join Rodney and I next week, same time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We'll be on live. Thank you so much, and I'd like to hear some of the answers to those questions next week. And don't forget to move your trash can.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop. Thankful.
I'm able.